Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in his province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
And this is Growing the Game with Ballsy, something I've started called Ballsy's Pick 6, where we break down six topical stories. Instead, though, I'm going to bring back on Dave Thomas, voice of the U of S Huskies football team, Mr. Saskatoon Media, as I like to call him. And Dave, you helped me rank the quarterbacks in the conference some time ago. So today, Ballsy's Pick 6, the six receivers of Dave Thomas's liking. Let's start with number 6.
Wow, you're going to make me go 1 through 6? Can't I just go ahead and tell you the top 6 and you can rank them from there? Or is that not allowed?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, well, for receivers, so I had to find out who was going to be eligible or not to return whenever football may or may not return. So I had to find 6 that were eligible, and then I decided the guys that I would want on my roster. So there's a ton of great pass catchers, some great athletes. So the 6 I chose, in no particular order, from the University of Saskatchewan Huskies, just got drafted, Sam Baker. And Baker has had to come back from a couple of collarbone injuries, and I think that it's time for him to break out, and I get the opportunity to see him in practice, which is probably why I put him in the top 6, because his numbers don't maybe indicate that's where he should be, but again, fighting back from injury, the Esterhazy product, Sam Baker is the guy that I'd give one of those 6 slots to.
I like it.
Next, you got to go with Jacob Patton from UBC. He's one of those kids that you defend against, right? So anytime you put a kid out there that you have to draw up a game plan for and be aware of, he's one of the guys that I would do that. As well as a guy that's listed as a junior, I thought he was out of eligibility, but Trey Kellogg.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, he can stretch the field, as they like to say, take a top off the defense.
Absolutely he can. Manitoba's Macho Bakru, a guy that has really lit up the Huskies whenever I've seen him play, runs some fantastic routes, and again, you got to account for him on the field every time that he's there, fits in. Jalen Philpott.
Oh, yeah.
What else do you say about the Calgary Dino receiver? Of course, Corey Philpott's son. He can do it all, and they're going to try to find some creative ways to get him the football. So Jalen Philpott fills that list. And then the other Saskatchewan Husky that I'm going to throw in my top 6 is got to be none other than Colton Claussen. Again, he has 1 year of eligibility left. You have to game plan him for him, whether he's going to run the football, whether he's going to catch the football, whether he's going to go ahead and knock your block off by throwing a block to a linebacker or whoever might be coming in. He's used everywhere in the field, and he's a heart and soul guy. So Colton Claussen would round out my top 6. But I do have 2 honorable mentions.
Okay. First of all, before you get to that, the other Philpott kid slipped my mind. What's his name?
Tyson Philpott.
Tyson. So Tyson was the more ballyhooed of the two, I thought, until last year when Jalen took over that trophy.
Well, and Tyson is the number one guy on my honorable mention list because Tyson has got so much upside and potential, but he had to battle through so many injuries last year, and he kind of became the lost man when he did come back. And again, he was playing hurt, so it's hard to evaluate what you see with him. But again, he's dynamic. There's no two ways about it. But again, just missed out on my top 6.
Okay, and your other honorable mention?
Riley Borsma.
Okay, yeah.
Guy you know well, and again, I see the athleticism and I see the ton of upside, and now the spotlight's going to be shining on him, right? Because he'll be the go-to guy, I would assume, down in Regina. And can he do it without the shin binds, for example, that are going to go ahead and take some coverage away from him? Now there's going to be a lot more focus on him. But, again, pure athleticism. He's got some great talent. And from what I could see, read the field pretty well. And, again, I don't get an opportunity to watch him practice that often. But a guy I thought that would definitely fit into an honorable mention category if I could throw 6 into 8.
Yeah, you know that's, I mean? That's great, man. Is there somebody on the Huskies roster in the receiving corps that we're not aware of here maybe down in Regina or just the casual viewer that might get on the radar when we do get back to playing?
Boy, that's a great question. Daniel Perry is a young guy out of Calgary. He had a couple of great breakout weeks, but he just hasn't put together a full season. But he was a starter right out of high school. So Daniel Perry is one guy that I would watch for. Again, he's going into his third season with the Huskies, whenever the heck that season may or may not happen. But he is one guy you definitely could look at. And again, there's some other younger guys that someone needs to go ahead and step up and take a spot. Like Joey Trumpy has been knocking on the door and just has to figure a way to burst through it and knock it down. But again, those are the two guys that are kind of off the radar right now. Will one step into the spotlight? I'm not sure.
I sure hope we see a high school football season. In Regina here, it got pushed back. Training camps September 14th, Dave, and then September 28th, the official start to the season. So it'll make for an interesting and colder than normal, later season for these guys. Do you think we have a fall football season in high school? I have a tough time believing we will. I'd like to see us have one. I sure hope if we can't have it in the fall, they definitely can make it happen instead of spring football, at least as it relates to Regina here. I'm not sure about Saskatoon.
100% agree with you. After we spoke the last time, it was undecided what university was going to do, what U Sports were going to do with the eligibility ruling. And so at that point, I had the brainchild, well, why do you have to play football in the fall? Yeah, it's the natural. But if you want to go ahead and give these kids their true fifth year and not impact a future recruiting class, why wouldn't you play university football in the spring? And I think you're right when it comes to high school football in the fall. I think if you push it into the spring, absolutely, why not? What else is happening? Now, again, there's going to be some 2, 3, 4 sport athletes because that's the way it is in high school that are going to have to make some decisions when it comes to track and field, so on and so forth. Or maybe, just maybe, adults can be adults and allow scheduling to dictate so that these kids get an opportunity to pursue what they want to do. And that's just a love of athletic and sport, whether it be track and field or soccer or football or whatever the case may be.
Dave, we'd need a serious, to wrap up as we tape this interview, we'd need a serious Hail Mary to have a CFL season. We got to pull the plug on this thing, don't we?
Well, you know what? I love CFL football, and I think you, by the time you look at it and you try to look at dates that might work to give everybody a training camp, because let's not forget, this is a safety thing too. These athletes have to be ready to go and play. And, you know, you're really talking mid to late September for a season start date. And, you know, as much as I love Winnipeg, to play football in November in Winnipeg isn't going to work. I think the only place that this would have worked is if they could somehow figure a way to do it in Vancouver. But the provincial government in BC, quite frankly, doesn't want the CFL there. But you've got a dome stadium in Vancouver. If you could find a way to do it, then you could play into January. And yeah, I know you're going against the NFL and everything, but you've got a bubble that seems to be working in the NHL. But again, I don't know that the CFL can make it work. I would love to say yes, but I fear no.
I think we have a tough decision on the horizon, Dave. I don't know if you agree with this, but if we can't find a vaccine, which I think people are a little they're a little naive to think we're going to find one here soon. It's, from everything I've read, it's taken them, for instance, for the mumps. I always bring this up. From the articles I read, it took them 4 years to find a vaccine for the mumps. So if we use that, and I'm I don't play a medical doctor on the radio, nor do I have a degree, but I'm just saying, if we can't get a vaccine, we've got a tough decision to make. We're either going to have to, as a society, risk it in all facets, including sports, or we could see this jeopardize the future of the CFL, even U Sports. I mean, have you thought about that?
It's not a world that I want to think about or live in, actually, to be quite frank, because to me, what does athletics provide? Well, athletics provides me entertainment because I have zero athletic ability, and it provides me an opportunity to go ahead and rise and fall and experience emotional highs and lows. For my kids, what does sports mean? Well, it means for them to be active, but it also means for them to learn how to socially interact with themselves, their peer group, and even really get them set for life, right? We've all got coaches or bosses in our real lives, right? And that's what sports gives my kid. and kids, and that's kind of one of those things that I don't want to deny them the opportunity to play, to participate in, to volunteer and help out, right? Like, kids run tournaments in high school. How many times have you been to Brit, or have you been to one of the tournaments down in Regina where the kids learn to volunteer and learn what it's all about? You learn how to root. You learn how to be a part of a team when you have pep rallies, so on and so forth. So, yeah, you know what? I wish I had a crystal ball and I could say, you know what, everything is going to be okay. That the calendar year is going to turn, or that November 1st is going to come and a magical vaccine will be available. I may look like Doogie Howser, but I certainly don't have his answers, and I wish I did. But boy, imagining a world that is that drastically different than what happened in March of 2020 is kind of a scary thought.
You know, I was talking to my son yesterday down in North Dakota. It's funny, we were both ranting on this, just to wrap up. So you got basketball players playing in a bubble in Orlando, and the NBA and the NHL have done a great job so far, okay? And you got guys playing for millions of dollars, okay? They've been away from their family for a month. They're making millions of dollars playing a kid's game. And now we're going to open up a bubble for them so they can bring in select family and who knows who else. Apparently, they got to have long-standing relationships with these people they bring in, whatever the hell that means. Anyway, do I have to remind you, Lou Williams of the Clippers went to a funeral but stopped by a peeler joint for chicken wings. So like, we're opening up a bubble, and these guys are complaining because they haven't seen their family for a month. My son is down in the States. I don't know when I can see him again live except for FaceTime, and he's getting paid no money to be a college athlete. To me, that's the most ridiculous idea I've heard. Like, what are they thinking?
Oh, boy, you know, it's one of those things that money talks, right? And I'm totally with you and absolutely baffled. If you want to see the way not to do it, take Major League Baseball's path. And again, to me, it seems to have been working. So why would you go ahead and rock the boat if it's working? Let it keep rolling down the river. But again, that's for smarter people than me to decide.
Same with that Seahawks rookie. Did you see him? He signed for $2,000 out of Oklahoma State. The Kamas Striven, I think is his name. He dressed up a girl like a football player and brought her into the hotel, and he got caught and he got cut. What a dummy.
You know what that reminded me of? Remember, you know what? You're old like me. We can reminisce. Yeah. Remember the stupid Police Academy movie where the one male officer snuck into the dorms of the girls? That's exactly what it had to have looked like, I'm sure of it.
Well, they might have mistaken her for a kicker. Who knows? Anyway, Dave, thanks for this. I appreciate it, buddy.
Anytime.
Growing the Game with Ballsy, brought to you by Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn for grain hauling, grain marketing, and crop insurance. Check out Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn. For Zelko Stefanovic and the SASLX football program, introducing a 7-on-7 competition that we'll hear about in an upcoming installment of this podcast. They're operating out of the Yara Center in Moose Jaw. Mark Greshner Photography. Check out his awesome work at markgreshner.com. He did some personal photos for me and my son for his grad and our family, and it was outstanding. If you want to capture the best memories in your life, leave it to the pro, and that pro would be Mark Greshner. You want to get in the real estate game? You can do so by doing it with Paul Waldo over at Royal LePage in Regina. The 3-time Grey Cup champ would be pleased to help you out at 306-502-5355. Also want to give a shout-out to our friends over there at Riviera Ag Seeds in Radville. Southern Saskatchewan's premium certified seed grower, delivering homegrown certified durum, yellow peas, and chickpeas. Boys Next Door Window Cleaning. Yes, the good folks there, Landon and Nathan, check their website out, theboysnextdoor.ca. Window cleaning, gutter cleaning, and pressure washing, they got you covered. And David Dubé, who is such a great sponsor of football in this province, including this podcast, the Concord Group of Companies, which includes Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan. Thanks to all these sponsors for getting on board and helping keep this sport alive in a very trying time at all levels. Of course, a lot of you are probably traveling, and we're doing a lot more car rides here because of the pandemic. We can't fly anywhere. And I just had one myself to Calgary, and it brought back those memories of my long car rides in the summer with my family. We didn't exactly get along in a four-level split, so what does my dad do? Puts us in a station wagon and drives to the Black Hills in South Dakota. Good call, Dad. Let's confront our tensions. It was stressful. It wasn't fun. There was no leisure. We're going to get up at 4 a.m. and be on the road by 5, okay? And we don't have time to stop for bathroom breaks. We're going to pass paper cups around the station wagon. And the sun always seemed to shine through my window in the back. It literally followed me no matter what. I felt like an ant under a magnifying glass in the very back of our old Caprice classic wood-paneled station wagon. And you think my dad would put on the air conditioner? Nope. Uses up too much gas. Well then, Dad, I don't need to go to university. Use that money that you saved and turn up the AC, man.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.